Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the, I think it's the first school for the deaf in the country, and this walk is coming up, and we said, you know, sure, why not connect with them? So, we're doing that. All right, so without further ado, let's go to line 10. All right, good morning. How's everything going?
Hey, Steve.
Are you guys out on the shore right now? Are you laying there on the beach doing all this stuff or what?
How could you tell?
Yeah, you're on the line right now with Terry and Jim Bedard. And, tell us a little bit about how pretty is it today? Is the surf up yet or is it still nice?
The surf is still a little bit quiet, a little overcast, but it's supposed to be beautiful today.
All right. For beach yoga.
Oh, perfect. I just, you know, we Sam Perry is our weather guy, and I'm always looking for the surf report out there. But I think you got to get a little break every now and then, and this weekend is definitely the time to do that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Connecticut Walk for Hearing.
Well, first, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. We're pretty excited about this walk next weekend.
Well, you got to understand. As soon as I get Claudia Denise calling me and saying you need to do this, I have no way out. So she said, you know, this is a great event that's going on, and it's they also take place in different parts of the country. It's also national, and this is the local version of it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We actually brought the Walk for Hearing to Connecticut back in 2011, but HLAA, that's the Hearing Loss Association of America, they have about 20 walks around the country.
Yeah, and they'll do them throughout the spring and fall, so you get an opportunity all year to participate.
Well, tell me a little bit, if you can, Terry, why this is so close to you and Jim and why this means so much to you folks.
Yeah, it's so near and dear to our hearts, Steve. Our son Matthew was born profoundly deaf 30 years ago, but when he was in high school, he was the only person in his school who had a hearing loss. And so he and many, many others in his shoes needed a community. So we co-founded with Ari Schell a local chapter of HLAA, which is, as I said, the Hearing Loss Association of America. We called our chapter Hear, Hear, Hartford. And we have a mission to empower teens and young adults with hearing loss. So as we've been talking about, HLAA had this walk program. We brought it to Connecticut in 2011, really to bring together our community and to learn about what services and supports are out there. Jim, you can probably talk more to that.
You know, Hear, Hear, Hartford isn't the only organization that supports the deaf and hard of hearing. So what we did with the walk is we brought all those organizations together under a theme of unity in the community. So organizations like the American School for the Deaf, Craig Soundbridge, so the educational institutions, audiological services, and language support services that you may see from NECEAR or Yale, self-advocacy and socialization type services that Connecticut AG Bell, Connecticut Hands and Voices, all support, as well as our Hear, Hear, Hartford chapter. So that's all those organizations come together at the walk, as well as organizations that share various assistive technologies, whether it's how to use captioned phones, how to navigate through American Sign Language interpreters. So all those organizations will be there as well.
Well, you know, it was so neat when I got to meet Jeff via Zoom back a few weeks ago before we had him on the radio here. And then to be able to actually be able to interview him through his – is interpreter the correct term? Am I saying that right? I mean, is that the correct
term? That's right.
That's correct.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, just like you would have for any other language. Okay, I just want to make sure. And it was just incredible. The guy has such a personality. He just seems to have such a great sense of humor. And, you know, when he was telling me his background and being an actor when he was a kid and, meeting Marley Matlin and just amazing, amazing guy. But when you have to pull something like this together, I'm sure that when you finish up this year, next week on the 11th, when it's all over, you must immediately have to jump in and start working on next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People are already asking us, what's the date for next year's
walk? Yeah, ideally, we like to have the date ready, but we don't have it yet for 2023. But.
Yeah, you're like, give me a break. Let's at least get this one together, right?
Well, and this one we've been working on for over 2 years because we're trying to celebrate our 10th in-person walk, although it's been delayed for 2 years through the pandemic. So this is kind of that pent-up demand of creating this celebration.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be great. And it's over in New Britain, right, at Walnut Hill?
Right, it's over at Walnut Hill Park in New Britain, over at 184 West Main Street.
Yep.
And, not only are we going to be walking, we're also going to have some food trucks there to purchase some meals, and then also you get the opportunity to be entertained.
Yeah, well, I was kind of like saving up on that one. You got a heavy hitter coming in for entertainment, and one of the Osmonds is coming in. So tell us a little bit about Justin Osmond. Yes, as in Donnie and Marie. This is Justin Osmond. So tell us about Justin.
Justin is the nephew of Donnie and Marie. He's the son of Merrill Osmond, of the famous Osmond Brothers singing group. So the oldest two Osmonds, Tom and Verl, so these were Merrill brothers, were born with a profound hearing loss. But the family couldn't afford hearing aids to give them access to sound. So Justin's father, Merrill, and his brothers, Alan, Wayne, and Jay, performed as a barbershop quartet at Disneyland. And it was actually there, Steve, that Walt Disney himself discovered them. And they went on to be one of the most popular singing groups of the 20th century. So Justin inherited that deaf gene. He was also born with a profound hearing loss. But, despite having that profound hearing loss, he learned how to play the violin simply by feeling the vibrations of sound.
Wait a minute. Stop. We can't just go past that. He has this problem with hearing, and he plays the violin. Explain that to me again, please.
Well, so he feels the vibrations. He's going to be performing at the walk, right after we walk. He's going to be performing on his violin. So he asked us to provide some kind of a metronome so that he can keep with the beat. So he's playing A Million Dreams because there's this whole dream theme that he's going to be talking about. I mean, he's an inspirational speaker, author. He's amazing performer. He's able to do so much. It's just incredible. He's truly inspirational.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off when you just went over the fact that this was playing the violin. I'm like, holy Toledo.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and it's interesting because having seen the movie Coda, Children of Deaf Adults, such an amazing movie. But also when her dad, of course, we're live here, so my mind is going blank, the actor that won the Best Actor Award for Coda. And when he was, made them turn up the volume so much so he could actually feel the vibes and enjoy the music, right?
That's right.
You
said from your interview with Jeff Brabin that he was an entertainer as well, and we didn't know that. And we love Jeff, and we know him, but we didn't know that about him.
He knew both of them. I mean, he was just like talking about that he had been in a movie, like, I don't know if it was like a movie of the week type of thing when he was a kid. Then he went on to Broadway, and he was, he knew these people very well. And it was like, that was just his world. But very, very, very colorful character. Okay, I know we only have a week, so tell me how we can get it together if we want to walk or bring a team, or what are some of the specifics as far as actually being there at the walk?
So, the best way to do it is go to walk4hearing.org and click on the Connecticut Walk. You'll see a registration button there. You can register to attend. You can make a donation to any of those organizations that I've mentioned that are alliances for us. If you do come out to the walk, it starts at 4 o'clock with registration. And then we'll gather for a short program. We'll head out and do our 5K walk. We'll come back. We will visit some of the food trucks, sit down in the amphitheater area that they have there. And we'll have a program not only with Justin, but some other local entertainment that will come from ASD and some of the other organizations. So we'll have about an hour, and we'll be wrapped up by about 7 o'clock.
Boy, I tell you, though, that band shell is absolutely beautiful down there. That's a great place to see a show.
Venue. And it's going to be a beautiful day, too, Steve.
Oh, yeah, with my Sam, yeah, just Sam Perry's over there and talking to John Silva. Yeah, he's we'll see what we can do to make sure we get that one right for you. But the other thing you said, which kind of threw a curve at me, which I suppose it's different. What about, you're starting at 4 p.m?
I know this is the first of, I think it's kind in terms of a walk. Most people think of the walk as starting early in the morning, but we get up too early for too many years, right, Jim?
Yeah, we've done it early morning and finished by noon, and everybody goes and does their daily activities. But this year we wanted to stop and actually celebrate after the walk, and we thought this would be a great time to just wind down the day and be entertained. And plus, here in Connecticut, we like to be different sometimes. I think we're probably the only walk of those 20 that are not doing it in the morning. So we'll test and see how that plays out this year.
I gotta love it. It's the Walk for Hearing that's coming up, and it's going to be next week. And if you'd like more information, I know you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes,
we do.
Okay,
yes.
And it's the Walk for Hearing .org. If you'd like to go on the website or go check them out on Facebook, and it's should be a lot of fun. And of course, Justin Osmond there. Playing a violin. Why not? I think that's terrific. Well, best of luck to you. Anything else that we need to know before we get out of here?
No, just please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to meet some new friends and catch up with some old friends. It'll be great.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much. And see, Claudia, I told you we'd take care. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. We're still in the air. All right. Let Claudia know. Tell her I said hi. All right. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate everything you're doing out there. And let's keep the lines open, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks again, Steve.
Yeah, enjoy the beach and try to go for at least a factor 25 or so, okay? Just don't work too hard out there, okay?
Good advice. It's early in the season. Good advice.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yes.
These folks are just, we had such a great time just talking on the phone yesterday, and they were really able to, bring me up to speed with what's going on with that. But boy, I tell you, and I have a husband and wife getting together like that, too. It's just... it's kind of wonderful that they're a tag team on that. Terry and Jim Bedard, so thank you very much.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.